and infinitely subtle is rarely encountered, even in hundreds of thousands of millions of ages, as we see it, hear it, receive and maintain it. May we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning. Moo. Moo. Once, when sand filled in and obstructed a new spring that was being dug at the temple, Zen Master Fa Yong said, "The mouth of the spring is obstructed by sand. When the Dharma eye is obstructed, what obscures it?" The monks were unable to answer. Dumbfounded. What obscures the Dharma eye? Fa Yan said, "It is obstructed by the eye. It is obstructed by the eye." We have to set aside our ordinary way of seeing and feel through this mu koan. Practice with the whole body. It's as if the entire body were covered with eyes. Seeing through, feeling through, feeling through. Looking into a koan, right? It's not this kind of looking, right? The koan's not over here and we're looking at it. The koan has no external location and we're feeling through it, obstructed by the eye, obstructed by kind of ordinary mind. All our expectations, all our disappointments, judgments, as we engage this sometimes frustrating practice, but really very simple practice. We've agreed this retreat to all work together on the mu koan. So here's that koan. A monk asked Joshu, "Does a dog have Buddha nature?" And Joshu said, "Mu." And that's it. That's the whole text of the koan. And mu, if we were to translate it, means no or not. So part of this koan is what could this Zen master have meant? What was his state of mind, Joshu's state of mind, in giving this response to the monk? And to understand that, we might need to go a little into the monk's state of mind. Now, what's this all about? And we can do that by feeling through, by really absorbing ourselves into the koan, into the exploration. So we let the koan, the mu syllable, fill the awareness, fill the body. So that everything can just be mu. Body sensations are mu. In-breath is mu. Out-breath is mu. Birds chirping are moo, 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 moo. No need to identify it as birds chirping before moo, 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 moo. Just let it be all moo. So what is this moo? And can you show it to me clearly? Clearly. Sometimes, even generally, we can expect absorption into the mu koan takes a while. So people work on this koan certainly for entire sesshin. So 5 or 7 days of every day sitting and going to bed with mu and getting up with mu. And you know, often for numbers of years or even decades. Really establishing mu, or letting mu establish itself. There's a both. There's a both and here. This is sometimes we turn the Dharma wheel and sometimes it turns us. So sometimes we're remembering to come back and moo, moo, moo. Everything's moo, 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 each step. And sometimes moo just comes up and is there. Sometimes moo reminds us. Especially once it's established and we've put some effort in. So like when we get up from the cushion, every part of that action can be moo. And so doing this work is how we get mu established. Established. In us. And really what we're doing is we're reducing and ultimately eliminating even the tendrils of separation between us and mu, between us and the koan, and just letting the mu syllable take over, the koan take over. Loud airplane can just be moo, 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 continually, continually. And so we practice in this way, and then we just keep going, keep going, keep returning, keep feeling, keep letting it permeate. And if the mind comes in and we think, okay, we got it, we got it, go deeper, go deeper. You know? Let go of even, you know, the tendrils of separation, the sense that there's a me and a mu. Or my practice with mu. And then we can really bring mu into the Sanzen room. You know, mu opens the door. Mu bows. Mu presents mu. With regards to your presentation in Sanzen, so the real trick, and I would say with Sanzen in general, is not to let nervousness disturb your state of mind, right? So there's this phenomenon we've all experienced, or maybe will experience, you know, where we're rolling along, moo, 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 moo. And we walk in, moo, 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 moo. And we sit down and we let this, like, oh, I suck and I don't have it and this isn't it and I don't even know how to practice or whatever, right? Right? And then that's what gets presented. Because our state of mind is always evident, right? Yeah. Always evident. Hmm. You know, and that's just kind of part of it that happens sometimes. Well, but the trick is to, you know, kind of let mu stay in the forefront. Yeah. Because these voices coming in that are doubting and criticizing, that's separation. Like, that's real hardcore separation, right? Because then there's a me and there's this mu thing out there. Right? Right. And it's a kind of confidence that knows that there's perfection inherent in the mu that's already happened. And then we can just show that. Often with some articulation of the mu syllable. So one way to present is to just simply show me your practice and thereby your state of mind. So to just come in, sit down, and breathe mu. You don't even have to say, I'm working on the mu koan, I know that. That's all right. So you can just sit down and breathe mu. And that is a really good way to work with this. That's a really good way to work with this, because that then there's less room for concern about this really real obstruction of concerns about doing it right, doing it wrong. Right? We want to clarify the mind and challenge ourselves to clarify things further. If maybe we think we have some insight or some clarity already. But that's different than doubting that we can, or doubting then the innate perfection that's already there. So coming in and showing our practice by just simply presenting mu, breathing mu. Show me how that's how that is on your cushion, you know, like even right before your turn for Sanzen. You know, what does that look like? So usually we're in the Zendo and we're not vocalizing, right? But the mu's gonna have a feeling to it depending on our state of mind, right? And a tone, and sometimes it will be softer and sometimes it will be harder, right? Depending on what kind of separation, what kind of internal obstacles, stuff we're working with, what our state of mind is, because the state of mind changes. Yeah. So you sit down, you say moo, right? Can't miss. I'm gonna see your state of mind in that, right? Yeah. And then it's short and then it's done. And that's the presentation. You go back to the cushion and keep feeling through it. Keep feeling through it. So this is the way to do it, this very simple presentation. So all retreat is only 2 sanzens. And also be ready to do it this way for the long haul. So part of this practice is we need to let go of any kind of timeline expectation for insight, or for even kind of having a sense of we know what we're doing. Somebody wrote me after I talked about Mu last Sunday, like, I'm clueless. I have no idea what this is all about. This is all a big mystery to me. Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. That's a good part of it. If you're there, right? It means you've let go of some of the I know that can obstruct things. If it's completely mysterious, so we just have to jump in and try. Mu on the out-breath, mu on the in-breath. Every motion, mu. Every sound, mu. Letting it fill the awareness until there's no it, because there's no us separate from it. And if after retreat you decide in consultation with me to keep doing mu, we still have to let go of this timeline expectation. And just be ready for every sanzen to be this very simple, direct kind of presentation. So part of me wants to end the talk right there, but I am going to go a little more into it in case you encounter other kinds of territory this weekend. So sometimes we're practicing with Mu, or Mu's practicing with us, or, you know, that distinction's not important. Mu, and some insight arises. So maybe it's something like, oh my, I know what Joshi was saying. Like, I do see his state of mind. Or maybe I think, like, I'm definitely starting to see his state of mind. So we feel into that. We feel into that. Can I clarify that question? Can I see into, feel into the imaginations involved? Can I be Joshu? Just like I've been being Mu. Can I walk into the sanzen room, and if I'm presenting Joshu's state of mind, or what Joshu meant, or how Joshu said Mu, I might state the whole koan. A monk asked Joshu, does a dog have Buddha nature? And Joshu said, Mu. But then I'd present it, right? However, I decide to make it clear what Joshu's state of mind was, what Joshu intended. What is this Mu? What is this Mu? So part of that question is, what is this answer? Well, where does he, what's he doing telling this monk no? Right? How could the dog not have Buddha nature? That's not what he meant, right? He meant something else, okay? So in that case, you'd say it, show it, okay? And if you're on the cushion, kind of with this insight burning in you, right? And you've got more time before sanzen, some ways to work with it, or can I clarify this further, right? So first might be like, how would I show it? And then next might be, could I show it more clearly? Can I show it more clearly? Because yes, I can see your state of mind, but I can't see like what's happening like in your head, right? So sometimes the presentation needs to be exaggerated, you know, more with the whole body. Airplanes always reminding us that Mu's, you know, there in the background, right? In the background, if not in the foreground. Yeah, so can I show it more clearly? There's, so in Zen, there's this instrument called the Han. It's a wooden block. And we don't have one. It would drive the neighbors nuts. But it's a timekeeping instrument. We would hit it at the monastery. Actually, every place I practice, it'd be about 10 minutes before Zazen started. So there'd be this knock, knock, knock pattern. And most Hans I've seen have written on them, the matter of life and death is of supreme importance. Everyone should strive to awaken. Awaken, take heed, do not squander your life. So it's this encouragement, you know, written right there on the timekeeping instrument that we're whacking, or someone has the job, right? Call people to the Zendo, part of the form. At Genjo Marinello's main Zendo in Seattle, Washington, written on the Han is simply clear, clean, quiet. Clear, clean, quiet. Right? Better, I think. Not a bunch of words to stir the mind, just, yeah, reminder. Oh yeah, we know that's where we're going. Clear, clean, quiet. That's the state of mind I want to bring in. That's the ground for any presentation I might want to give. Breathing Mu or something else. Yeah. So if insight arises to this part of the koan that is Joshu's mind state or to some other part of the koan, can I show it more clearly? And sometimes I ask myself, oh, am I sure? You know, just to help draw me into the koan a little more. You gotta get in there and look around. Yeah, not with this eye, obviously, right? Yeah. Get in there and look around and see. So if you have an insight into any part of the koan, you might try showing me that. So if this is part of your practice this weekend or at some point, it's good if you can spend just a little bit of contemplation time on how you are going to show it. And then, you know, clarify it further if you've got the time to do that before you need to. You know, it's me and you in the room. But clarify how you're going to show it and then just show it. Just go with your decision. And don't let all the swirling thoughts obstruct. You know, just, you know. Yeah. It's the mind game piece of it. Way, whatever it is, doesn't matter. It's definitely secondary or tertiary. Yeah, it's definitely secondary. I'll just leave it there. And working with this kind of mind game, I found serves in other areas too. Times where I just need to do and be and not let anything obstruct. So, Please don't let any words or concepts that I've thrown out there obstruct, right? So we just return to our own practice with Mu. And there's a lot of, there's not one right way to do this. It's very, don't be obstructed by an idea that there's one right way to do this, where the instruction is to feel through the koan, to let Mu take over. Mm-hmm. And what that looks like in our heart, mind, and on our cushion, that's really ours alone, huh? That's some of the juiciness of it. How could it be wrong, right? So not right, not wrong. Just this experience, just Mu. Mu. Right. Thanks for doing this experiment together. Please enjoy retreat. We will do the four great Bodhisattva vows, and then we'll do Kinhin, and then continue Zazen.